This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here, not to repeat, but to move ahead. We're in the circle of light on the DJV show, and the brightness comes from Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Every once in a while, something stumbles out of my mouth that has some brightness and lightness to it. So here we go. Trending items, ladies. Jennifer, starting with you.
Well, bananas are trending. Who likes bananas here?
Of course they are, yes.
Sure. I do. I like a banana.
Yes, we have no bananas. All right, so.
All right, Victoria says right. No to bananas. Kara likes them. Dougie, do you like a banana? You're always eating blueberries.
I like, Jack Stockwell got me off of bananas because didn't he say, Kara, they were full of sugar? So I sort of stopped eating bananas, even though I think there are other benefits, a lot of benefits from having bananas.
But yeah, what's the focus?
Yeah, this is potassium.
Well, there is a story out that says that bananas could go extinct, and they could be wiped off the map if more isn't done to conserve them. This is according to scientists who just know. But they did say there is some good news. Experts say that there's a special breed of banana found in Madagascar that could hold the secret to keeping them alive, but there are only 5 known trees in existence. So, scientists are racing to develop new banana varieties strong enough to survive different diseases that have taken down bananas in the places where they're grown most, in Panama, different areas of South America. Because bananas are clones, they are easily diseased, and so they're trying to figure out how to fix this problem, because there is a huge issue in Asia with banana crops, and they're saying if we don't save them now, we just may not be able to save bananas. So scientists are trying to come up with a new, stronger clone that will help.
Such a hard
survive.
Time, they're going bananas.
Yeah. How about that, right. though? Can you imagine a world without bananas?
No bananas, yeah.
All right, so here's how this, we talk a lot about Monsanto and that ilk and hybridization and GMOs and all that stuff. But in terms of what you just described, Jennifer, there's a way of creating a hybrid or creating a new variety by just taking from one tree. An incision is made and a limb is taken off of that tree, and then a hole in the bark of another tree is made, and that the branch you take off the original tree, put it onto the tree. If you want to change the variety, if you will, of the fruit, and then it grows. And there's a term that's used for it, and I'm trying to remember what it is. But at any rate, it's something that is done with tree-based, like fruits and vegetables. If anything that comes off of a tree, you can do that with, and it doesn't involve messing with the DNA like what happens with GMO and how they do in a laboratory, mess around with the seeds and the substance of seeds. I wish I could remember what that term is. It's called. And I was thinking of that as you talk about how they're saving this banana tree. They'll save it by putting it onto another tree. They'll take pieces of these 5 trees and then they'll just stick them on other trees so that they will grow and not die. Everybody with me on that one?
Yeah.
All right. Next, what do you have, Victoria?
Let's head over to Europe for a second. So it turns out that Europe might turn the lights out on daylight savings time, which I agree with. The European Commission is taking public comments on whether or not citizens should keep changing their clocks twice a year. And the use of daylight saving time is often linked to prospective energy savings. However, the Commission found that those savings are small, if any. And so it says that that the time switch affects, we know, it affects your health, it affects road safety, and things like that. like that. So Europeans have until August 16th to fill out a questionnaire and voice their preference. Regardless of the final decision, the European Commission made it clear that all member countries need to follow the same rules. Yeah. So if they decide to get rid of daylight saving time, then all the countries in the EU will have to follow suit.
Except
I wish we would do that here.
Brexit. Yeah, we have only, what, two states that don't do daylight saving? Arizona, and there's another state now that doesn't do daylight savings time. I can't remember which one it is. I think it's the West Coast.
But there's no, I don't see a point to it anymore, right?
It was done during the farming era.
Yeah.
When we were planting and you wanted to get up early and get started. Oh, no, it went, well, after the Dust Bowl. After the Depression, the 1920s and 30s, a lot of things were changed to school. That's why we have the school vacation period that we do from the end of June until September, because it was planting time, working time on the farm, and kids needed to get out of school, go work on the farm. That's all changed now, so we should have year-round schools, in fact. All schools in hot places should be air-conditioned, and kids, there should be a period of time that the buildings, teachers get paid. So maybe you schedule it so you have a week off every 2 months or something, but those buildings and those assets should be used all the time. But the way we grew up, or I grew up anyway, in a quasi-agrarian society, thus my connection to the farm now. I worked on the farm, well, I worked year-round on the farm, but when it came to planting and that sort of thing, harvesting, you needed to have the children around. And I've said this before, I think. I know I've talked about this on the American Family Farmer Show that I do, which you can find every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's kind of news about the farm, what's going on the farm, the locavores that are supporting what we are growing on our farms, that sort of thing. But the what used to be, in terms of family planning, on the farm, family planning meant you figured out how many kids you needed to work on the farm, and that's how many kids you had. And I remember meeting a woman who I quite liked a number of years ago. I came from an Iowa farm, and she was the first one that really told me the story about this. Her mother told her that they felt that they needed three children to work on the farm, so they had three kids, and two brothers and her, and they all grew up working on the farm. I thought it was fascinating, but then you look into it, and yeah, that was the reason that families had X number of children. The farm kids that were needed to work on the farm. How many you need? Well, I figure we need four. Okay, so let's have four kids. That's what they're thinking.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, speaking of traveling and what's going on in other countries, there's a new reason for you to smile when you get your passport photo done. Natural smiles, acceptable in passport photos, non-neutral facial expressions, they don't work. Might even cause your application to be kicked out. But these murky rules be darned or damned. Study published by the University of York suggesting that a smile might actually be more effective at preventing identity fraud. I thought this was pretty interesting because it's true. Your smile is almost like your fingerprint. It's very unique. Hard to be duplicated. Researchers took a group of 40 people, asked them to look at pictures of strangers. Every person was shown with both a closed mouth smile and a big toothy smile. You know, Jennifer, like your big smiles?
Mm-hmm.
The study found it was easier for participants to identify somebody by a smile, both when looking at two pictures of the same person with different expressions and comparing two pictures of similar-looking people. You understand? Even when images only displaying the lower half of the face were used, the big grin prevailed. So when it comes to airport security,
you can always remember someone's smile.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
to me, all mugshots look the same, even though
you're not smiling.
Right. Yeah. So I always think, you know, whenever they put a picture up of someone saying this is a suspect in some horrible crime and it's in your neighborhood, always think I'd be the worst one because I would never be able to identify somebody from that. But if someone smiled, that would always stick in my mind.
Hmm.
So criminals, start smiling so I can track you down.
All right, but if you want to be unique and known to be unique, then you smile in your passport photo or your driver's license or whatever. And they can really tell that it's you. And especially with these new licenses that are coming out that are all full of gizmo gadgetry that are better IDs. I had my one of my licenses. I say that advisedly. Anyway, runs out this year. My birthday is November. Mm-hmm. So the guy at the TSA last week said, "Well, don't forget, you got to get your new license, and it's got to have all of this doo-da-doo." Apparently, you can choose whether you want to have the doo-da-doo or not.
Right.
But if you're traveling,
eventually everyone has to have one.
You better have.
Yeah.
Don't be silly.
But I think you can choose still travel
right now,
with your.
But
you can use your passport though instead of your ID, right?
Yeah. But anyway, so that's what's happening. Smile, and the world smiles with you. Frown, and you frown alone. Words of wisdom.
That's true.
From Doug Steffen. I think it is 17 after the hour.
Hey, it's Chris from Noro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Noro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice, too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, a little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, for your information, dinner guests in medieval England expected to bring their own knives to the table. Host did not provide knives. The fork did not appear until the 16th century, and fork and knife pairs were not in general use in England until the 17th century. So thus, it was easy to eat with your fingers. You know, my mother used to say to me all the time, "Don't eat your food with your fingers." And I should have just said, "Hey, that's the way they did it back in England." Right? That could be your excuse. Anybody young listening now, pick up your food with your fingers and tell your folks, "Hey, that's what they did in England. It's okay." 21 past the hour.
Hey, It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Familiar voice, Neil Diamond here on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria and I are interested in him and his future, since this year has been a year of endings for him. So it's interesting, if you go back to a 2012 performance at the Greek Theater in L.A., Jennifer, he introduced his immigrant album, America, by paying tribute to his grandmother, who came to our country from Russia in the early part of the 1900s. America came out in 1980 on the soundtrack of The Jazz Singer, became a big hit for Neil Diamond. Following year, made it up to number 8 on the Hot 100. Song featuring on the upcoming double disc set Hot August Night the 3 comes out next month. Collection is the third sequel to his landmark 1972 double disc set, Hot August Night, which featured a hit version of Cherry Cherry. Came from a series of 10 concerts at the Greek Theater. This was, I think, one of his first. Like 72. Now, he had some hits in the 60s as well. This guy's been around a long time, and he still, even though he can't get around, he still sounds, he can go into a studio and record stuff. Hot August Night 2 came out in 87, and 2009, Hot August Night Live from Madison Square Garden. This edition of Hot August Night is going to be available as either a standard 2-CD set or a deluxe edition with a concert film culled from his Greek shows in 2012. Wow. It looks like a pretty good. If you like Neil Diamond, I'm kind of warm and fuzzy with him, but I'm not. He's not one of my favorites, but he's got... certainly been a hit maker. He announced earlier this year that he's going to be retiring and being on the road. I said, quote, "I plan to remain active in writing, recording, and other projects for a long time. My thanks go out to my loyal and devoted audiences around the world. This ride has been so good, so good, so good. Thanks to you." Very smart. You got to give thanks and show appreciation for them that's brought you to the party. And so he was good, and people appreciated what he did. So he keeps going. I think it'd be, he's got a lot to offer still. So that's his story. Now moving over to the Charlie Daniels side of the street. There's a guy who's been around for quite a long time, still continues to perform for troops overseas, contributes to various military organizations, Country Music Hall of Fame member Charlie Daniels, paying tribute to men and women in uniform various ways over his career. His latest endeavor spotlights the appreciation he has. 81 years old. He's performing at the Veterans Impact Celebration in Murfreesboro, Tennessee this week. Sold-out fundraiser held to benefit Middle Tennessee State University. Charlie and his wife's Veterans and Military Family Center there, a place that's near and dear, obviously, to his heart. In addition to providing services like job placement, medical care, the center is a place where veterans with like minds and experiences come together. He has seen the importance of the Veterans Impact Celebration fundraiser through his own conversations with those who've been in service. He said, quote, "I was talking with a veteran the other day about suicide. 22 veterans a day commit suicide. That's totally unacceptable," he said. "It's something that seems like it's been on the back burner by the VA. This guy came pretty close to the edge, and he said, we come home, we've been in action, we've been occupied during doing stuff all the time. Now we're sitting on the couch. The VA fills us full of pills. We have nothing to do. We feel irrelevant." Man, that is so true. So the fundraiser he did this year provided $100,000 to the work of the Daniels Foundation. But it is, it's tragic and unacceptable. We keep saying that, but yet nothing is getting better. 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Now, you drink a lot of coffee or tea, maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied, using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is expected to announce his nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday night.
I'll probably be decided tonight or tomorrow sometime by 12 o'clock, and I think we're going to all be meeting at 9 o'clock.
The U.S. is pushing back against criticism by North Korea that Washington has been gangster-like in its approach to negotiations. Republican Senator Joni Ernst tells CBS's Face the Nation that she's taking a wait-and-see approach on joint drills with South Korea.
I think we should continue with
military exercises. Obviously, I believe that they have a purpose in keeping the peninsula safe and making sure that should anything ever happen, we're well rehearsed with our allies to engage. So I would say soon if we don't see those talks continue.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thoughtful responses to your questions. If you're following us on Twitter, help yourself. At DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. We're all here at your service and on your side, continuing to focus on what's going on in the world. People in the news, Bill Shein, the fellow from Fox, now President Trump's new right-hand man for communication. The announcement was officially, I think we had it last week, didn't we? Wasn't it last week we were talking about him becoming the chief of staff? He and Hannity are very close friends, and that's how he got the job. We all know the story of Roger Ailes. How many times did you tell that story over and over again? What I thought was interesting was Gretchen Carlson gave it a big boo and a thumbs down.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, and I'm not, well, I don't know. I guess I know him differently. He was an enabler, apparently. I didn't see him. I looked at him as a person, not as a sort of an operative. I mean, he was an operator. He did a cover up for Ailes, and he did the dirty work. He was the sweep up guy. For reals. And Gretchen didn't like
that. But he said he didn't know. I mean, Bill Stein has denied knowing. Well, he quit. He got fired from Fox. He had to resign because of all the scandals and the lawsuits that he was named in. So a lot of former employees are actually coming out saying he totally knew, and they were surprised that a guy with this kind of a track record gets such a prominent position in the White House.
Well, because he's a friend of Hannity.
Gross. Well, yeah.
I don't think,
I mean,
I don't know.
Standards, though?
He's not a gross guy. No, you don't know him, so you
can read the stuff. I'm saying the situation, right, but the situation and everything he's accused of is gross, and we shouldn't treat him any differently than we treat all the other people.
He hasn't been found guilty, Victoria. He's been accused by a lot of people who are angry at the situation, and so he gets swept up in it. I'm not saying he did or he didn't, because I don't know. What I do know is the kind of human being he is, because I know him as a human being.
And everybody likes him.
And he's a very likable guy.
Well, there are a lot of likable people that we've found out are absolute pigs in their personal life and have sexually harassed plenty of women.
He's not been accused. He has not been accused of sexually harassing
anybody. Yes, he has. He's named in four lawsuits of sexual harassment. He has.
I disagree. He's been named in the lawsuits.
It's a fact. Well, that's why people are upset about it.
No, I'm just saying
that's why people are upset about it.
Hello.
Because this is a person who's named in lawsuits as
He's named
harasser.
In lawsuits as enabling Roger Ailes. He's not been accused, as far as I know, unless you can correct me, he has not been accused of being sexually, of harassing anybody. He's been accused of whatever the word is, enabling Ailes and whatever went on there as... You know, I mean, Hannity got wrapped up in that, and he was accused of stuff as sort of a colleague of Ailes, and it turned out that Ailes, and there's no reason for me to stick up for these guys one way or another. A pig is a pig. O'Reilly is a pig, and he deserved to get what he got.
So someone who covers up someone who is a pig, that to me makes them a pig, too.
Okay,
all
right.
If you're complicit in that, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't necessarily, I think you get different charges, and there's nobody here who's going to condone what went on. But I don't see him as, and I don't know why I'm sticking up for him.
I don't either. Because you've talked to him and you know him, and
I like
he's
him.
Not.
Yeah.
Look, and everybody gets their right to defend themselves. I mean, how many times have we talked about this? Instead of putting guilty signs on everybody, when you're looking at his qualifications in running a communications department, he's a qualified guy to do that. He knows the media. He knows how to spin messages, how to get messages out. That's what you want someone to do for communication. So from that aspect, he's very well qualified for the job that he's doing.
And so to go one step further with that, the tainting of anybody who is connected to Ailes and then, good heavens, connected to Trump, there's in certain people, in certain ways, no matter who's connected to Trump, they're going to be bad. That's not true, though.
It really isn't. There are a lot of other people who could do this job who didn't cover up Roger Ailes' disgusting sexual assault and exploitation of women. Like, it is what it is. This has nothing to do with him connected to Trump. If he was not connected to Trump at all, he's still the same guy who covered up a horrible pig. It drives me crazy when you think that everything that's related to Trump is the reason that someone doesn't like someone. We're intelligent people who can parse through details and say, person's a bad person on their own. It's not because they're connected to Trump. This guy was guilty long before Trump was even president. This has nothing to do with Trump. Bill Stein. We're talking about Bill Stein.
He's not guilty of any. What is he guilty of? What's he been accused of?
He had to resign from Fox News.
He had to resign because they cleaned the place out.
Because he was covering up for Roger Ailes.
I don't know that, and you don't either.
Yes, all you know is what the rumors are. Yes, that's not a rumor. It's not a rumor. Obviously, you're going to stick up for this guy, so it doesn't matter.
No, I'm sticking up for him because I know him as a person, and I think he's one of these people.
Let's throw Kevin Spacey in. He's a great actor, so let's stick up for him, too. Yeah, it's the same thing. You're saying he's good at his job.
It's not the same thing at all.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. In your mind, it may be, but not in mine. So we disagree. Scott Pruitt has resigned. Here's another one. Here's a guy who deserved to go down that long and dusty road. He was horrible. Why he was even appointed is troubling to me, because I think that someone that goes to the EPA needs to have some sort of credibility I have long been a critic of the EPA, especially as to how it relates to farming and what the EPA was doing to farmers in terms of putting them out of business. But this is like a lot of other things. We had somebody who was way, way off the reservation under the Obama administration. So now they bring in some guy who's way off the reservation in the other direction. When do we find people who are moderate and intelligent? And I could say the same way, this argument that we just had, or the focus on any. Where are the people who have common sense, who are good at what they do, and they bring some modicum of or measured I don't know what the right word is. The whole business of being so extreme on one side or the other, when most people in America are in the middle, why can't we find people for these jobs that are in the middle? And then there wouldn't be these sorts of, you know, the crazy arguments that we have about folks that are so obviously misplaced. Pruitt was a horror show. And why Trump stuck up for him, Jennifer, and I go to you because I don't know what the reason was.
I think because he liked honestly. Him. Kind of. He liked him as a person. I think that's our natural
same thing with just...
yeah, when we like somebody, we want to defend them because we know that people are not just single-dimensional people, right? Everybody's multifaceted. Trump liked him. I think that... Look, I'm not sad about Pruitt leaving. He was never, my favorite administration official. I don't think he was a horse show. I think he actually... Look, he did some bad things, but I think the media from the beginning, because of his stance on climate change and on global warming, they took him to task, and they were really
I can only
hard
tell
on
you,
Scott Pruitt.
I'm an expert when it comes to farming. I'm not an expert when it comes to anything else. And I know what the farmers have suffered under Obama, and I know what the farmers continue to suffer under Trump, especially when it came to environmental, quote-unquote, protection. It's a joke. And they've made the office into a political buzzsaw on both counts, left and right. Again, where's the measured appreciation?
This might be the first step into just disarming the EPA in general and just consolidating some bits of government and taking some of the regulatory responsibility of the EPA and passing it on to other cabinet members. I don't even know if we need an EPA, do we? Is this one of those vital things?
No, I mean, it could easily be part of the USDA.
They're taking the Department of Education and combining that with OMB and these other offices to try to streamline government. And look, well, we can agree that there is definite functionality of the EPA. Could it be done by other departments as to do a better job and make it more effective? Probably. I don't know. I don't know if we need a whole department. More government doesn't always cause anything but more confusion, usually.
That's right. Too much government. Too much big government. A passing of a friend of mine, actually, another broadcaster has bitten the dust, I guess, is the correct English. Ed Schultz, the guy that I've known for a long time, he was from North Dakota. I met him on a station visit to the station that I was on in Fargo, North Dakota. He was doing a program there. He was actually a farmer, rancher, a dude, but he was involved in local politics. And was very defined in his opinions on things and became a very popular... There's another kid named Scott... What's his last name, Jennifer, who comes from Fargo? Scott Hannon. And he and Schultz were friends. They're both come on, you know, the same station, the same ideas. But Ed married his second wife, Wendy, and she was liberal. And she changed his whole course in radio history and television. He was on MSNBC for quite a long time and was the big name there, and then went over to, he was paid a lot of money. The RT America, you know, the Russian television people, they gave him a plane.
They were spending a lot of money,
him. To get him to come over to their side, if you will. Anyway, so they were the one that announced officially that he had died. Anyway, he was a sports director on a station in Fargo as well. He actually did play-by-play for a number of years in his career. But from Fargo, he moved on, and that's he and I used to talk a lot about how to do it the right way. And he had always thought he would be better on television than on the radio. He was good. Both venues, he was good.
I have to tell you what I was surprised about is that he was only 64 years old. I thought he was
heavy.
Older than that.
And he liked his scotch. And he, I remember last time I had dinner with him in Washington a couple of years ago. No, it was in Los Angeles. I think about it. He and Wendy and I had dinner at Lowe's. Yeah, I remember now. And he had a big steak. And he always had at dinner time, he had a good glass of bourbon. I don't know if that's enough to wreck your heart, but anyway. He's a good guy. He was a good broadcaster. Ed Schultz passing away, age of 64. 46 past the hour.
Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel. Use as directed.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From the FYI department, the new extra room new home shoppers want most is the laundry room, Jennifer. 95% say they want a laundry room. Only 65% want a room to use as an office. Wow. There's a factor in half. Who knew? Building a new house, something to keep in mind. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Time for us to focus on your car with our auto expert, Nick Miles, is here with us to discuss a number of things that I find important. I'm a great, I guess I am. I am a great car buff. Love cars, love things that drive. There's a lot of concern with especially the German car makers with this tariff situation. Nick has analyzed that, and we're going to get to what he thinks will happen with the three big car makers in Germany in a moment. The more you drive, the more you save. At least that's the way it works for those driving with the country's fastest-growing rideshare company. Here's Andy Solomon with a very interesting look at this story, especially from the summer perspective.
As summer kicks into high gear and with gas prices top of mind, Lyft is offering its drivers increased savings at the pump. Laura Copeland, head of driver communications at Lyft, has more.
At Lyft, we care about drivers, and we've always had programs to help them lower their expenses. This summer, we're offering an increase in fuel reward savings, up to 50 cents off per gallon at participating Shell stations across the country. With the increased gas rewards, Lyft expects to put up to $3 million back into drivers' pockets.
While savings will vary based on how much you drive, fuel reward savings for the majority of active drivers will double from 5 to 10 cents a gallon.
Drivers are on the road a lot over the summer, and it's important for us to provide them with financial assistance when they're filling their tanks. This was the top suggestion at the Lyft Driver Advisory Council's annual summit, and we're addressing it.
Lyft drivers can create a Fuel Rewards account and link it to their Lyft account by visiting fuelrewards.com/Lyft.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
All right, Nick Miles is here. So the focus on a lot of people who drive these German cars, whether it's a Beamer or a Volkswagen, an Audi, Mercedes, whatever, they're concerned about the tariffs. Can you explain how the tariffs work in both directions, Nick?
Yeah, so currently the way they sit, until today at least, is that if you buy a car from, let's say, Germany, in the United States, it's 2.5% that you pay. Going the other way, it's 10%. So when they buy an American car in Germany, it's 10%, which seems a bit unfair. I think everybody probably would agree with that. And China is a lot more money there. It seems that what's happened is on Wednesday, there was this secret meeting between the German car makers and the ambassador in the United States to try and Germany doesn't want these big tariffs that President Trump is suggesting of 25%. So it seems that they're trying to do some sort of secret deal between the German car makers and the American car makers where there would be zero tariffs, which, I mean, to me, that seems very fair. If these tariffs kicking in are going to increase the cost of a car made outside of the United States by 25%. So you look at this, something like your F-Series Ford, that is 65% built in the United States. So technically 45% of that cost of that vehicle would be a tariffed because it's made outside of the United States, which could increase your average Ford by around $6,000 at the top end. Mm-hmm. So everything that's made outside of the United States, the parts that are made outside, you're going to get about 25% charges on top with President Trump's new suggested tariffs, which generally means that everything's going to get going to get huge. Even the most made in America vehicle, which is the Jeep, I think the Jeep Cherokee, that vehicle is actually only 72% made in America. So there's still 28% that's going to get charged. So I don't see it as a real winner, anyone.
Everybody's going to lose. So if we go back to what it was like before all of these international agreements and have no tariffs on the cars and just everybody buys whatever they want and they pay whatever the price is and that's it. Otherwise, this is going to be a mess. The tariffs when they began these trade deals were a mess and they still are, I think.
Right, I think the president, we're starting to see he's trying to scare people a lot into stuff.
Right.
And so maybe he'll scare tariffs away. Maybe that's the plan, I don't know.
He does a lot of negotiating that way. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.